world is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's, true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come.
Welcome back. Another episode of Scenario. Me and Matt are finally back.
How long has it been?
3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Because I can look at the dates by one of the emails. I can see what the last dates were. This is our first. Actually, no. It's been 4 weeks. We did before the New Year.
Okay.
So this is the first
New
one.
Happy New Year,
everybody. Yeah. So we'll get into emails in a second, though. But we were starting a conversation talking about Barack Obama. What is he doing right now? What do you do your first day off from being the president?
Sleep.
You think he just sleep and just
he probably him? Couldn't because, I mean, you got to get up and, you know, and still
do your regular life.
Get used to stuff. Yeah, and he's an early rise. I mean, he's a productive dude, so most productive.
He probably is up at 6. You think he's playing, like, PlayStation or something, like, 6 in the morning with, like, his robe on?
I don't know what he would do. Probably work out, maybe. I don't know.
Go hoop or something.
Yeah. Does he have to, like, cook his own food and shit now? Or, like,
I mean, unless he hired somebody.
He probably hired somebody. Yeah. I mean, he's got, like, a 9-bedroom crib in D.C.
So, I mean, he's not cleaning.
It's, like, $22,000 a month. Like, he's not poor or anything. Right. He was never, like...
And really, who's going to... Who can really evict the president for real?
If he wasn't paying rent?
Yeah, like...
Oh, no.
Like, that's got to be a bad landlord situation, though. Like,
he's a millionaire.
No, but I'm saying as a landlord, though, that's got to be a bad situation. I mean, it's good, but bad. Like, because he could technically be like, all right, man. I mean, do we really want to go here? Like, you going to come at me about being a month behind?
Does he still... He's still got Secret Service and shit.
Yeah,
though,
for life.
So, like... Whoa, no.
Yeah, you get that as a president for
life. Because they stopped that after Clinton. Clinton was the last one that had that. I think they...
I thought it was for life that they get
it. Well, it used to be, but it wasn't. Because Bush, I think they had to renew it for Bush. Because, like, it wasn't. They stopped that. It was a budgetary cut thing.
Oh, wow. I thought it was already traditionally, like, all the presidents have Secret Service, like, the rest of their life.
Well, I think they might have resumed it. I think they might have resumed it.
He got to need his
life. He private security, even.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably... Yeah. Probably even hire some of the cats off that staff. Like, hey, look here, I'm going to pay you more money to work for me.
I don't know how that would work, because the Secret Service essentially is just a law enforcement branch.
Yeah, but you can resign. It's like any other position. Yeah. So I'm sure that'd be kind
of... A lot of those guys don't stay around, though. I mean, because, like, some of those Secret Service memoirs are interesting, because they talk about 4 or 5 presidents and those things.
Yeah.
Like, how it was to work for different ones and stuff like that.
So it's like the butler, but it's like...
Like, how they gotta put their politics down to the side. It's not about that. It's about the...
protecting
this. Protecting the position over the politics of it. So then, I don't know, though. Back to Obama, I don't know. I don't know. It's gotta be weird, though.
Yeah.
I mean, can you think about... I can think about the fact that, you know, I mean, I'll take some days. I'll think about it's like you broke up with, like, all your girlfriends at once.
Like, and you ain't got nothing.
And it was all the next day. And then you just sitting there like, damn, I was the president yesterday. I don't have that same power now. Well, he's got...
But you know what? No. It's like when you... Like, if you ever get laid off or something, it's like those first few weeks are kind of fun because you ain't got to go to work. Is it like that? But your first check don't come in, like, your first, like, separate
well,
check?
Well, but like I was
but
telling you...
But he's got real money, though. So
He's about to get paid.
$20 million, you said, right?
They're saying it's starting at $20 million for his memoirs. It'd be like a 2 or 3 book deal.
That can't be one book.
And,
like that.
Bidding is starting at that. Like, have you ever read any of his books?
Yeah, I read The Audacity of Hope.
It's a great book.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what this one would be like? Because I still need to read Decision Points, George Bush's memoir.
Oh, is it supposed to be pretty good?
Yeah, it's supposed to be interesting. I mean, you know, I don't get, like, politically jaded. Like, I'm just interested in the thought processes and stuff like that. Yeah, so I still need to read it because, like, I think it would be interesting. I mean, he was a polarizing-ass dude,
yeah.
You know? So, I mean, to hear what he was saying, and it would be...
I need to check that out myself, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. But Barack's got, I mean, three-book deal for 20...
2 or 3, something like that is what I was hearing. So, like...
Does he throw anybody under the bus, you think?
Nah.
He doesn't do a reverse superhead where he...
No, not Barack Obama. No.
Yeah, because he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do no calling out names.
I mean, just think about how he started the Audacity of Hope when he was talking about, you know, what it went into running for Senate.
Yeah.
Think about him talking about running for president while doing that. Like, the whole journey of, like, you know, this could be... It just all depends on where he wants to start it, when he wants
probably
to
will start from that. You think he'll start from the Democratic Convention, that speech, probably?
He could. I don't know. He could do so many different things with that book. And everybody's going to buy that book. Like, everybody. Yeah, regardless because of, whether you like him or not, he's just incredibly, like, interesting and, like, a smart dude. Like, people learn from him. So, like, everybody's going to get that book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I look forward to it. But, yeah, I mean, he's going to be getting, like, $1 million, like, per speech. Like, $22,000 a month rent ain't shit for him.
Yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't pay it, though, out of, like, spite. Just because I was the president, like, or be like real, be late.
I forget to pay rent now sometimes.
Right? Is that no?
Because I like pay rent like all of, like I'll send like a few months at a time, so I'm just like, all right, there you go, So I don't have to think about. So I don't have to remember that I had to pay this on whatever day it is. I never know what day of the month it is ever. Like I have a general idea about what day of the week it is, but I never really think about what day of the month it is.
I mean, could you evict the president? I mean, or just like he'd be a dick and like send you 3 months late, bad.
You gonna go in the house and like be like, hey, nigga, get out?
No. And you got Secret Service in there. Hey, I need to talk to the president, ex-president.
Like, what you need to talk to him about?
Man, then it'd be messed up if you knew the Secret Service dude, like y'all just had drinks and stuff like a few days before. Like, Corey, man, we just had.
I can't let you.
Had drinks and just talk about how it's messed up.
The crazy thing, but think about this though. Like, think about he's gonna like he was like I haven't driven in like forever. Like when he was on that thing on that thing with Jerry Seinfeld, he was the riding in the car.
Coffee in the car. Whatever.
Coffee. Yeah. He was like, I haven't driven in forever. This feels pretty good. Like, think about that stuff.
The small stuff like that.
He's getting like his phones back to like do his thing with, and like being like he's gonna like all the little small stuff that like doesn't get taken care of or had to get taken care of for him because for security purposes he's doing again now. So like it's different. Like he doesn't have to wake up and get security briefings every day. Even though ex presidents can still get.
If he wants to, like,
yeah. If he wants to,
does he? What does he do that now? Or is he like, I'm gonna chill for like 6 months before I check out what's going on?
There's probably still stuff right now he needs to know about because it's not like you can just divest yourself of everything in that little grace period of transition
and
that stuff.
And half their staff and half Donald Trump staff hasn't been hired yet either.
Yeah, so it's like,
think about like
there's like probably still stuff that he's like helping see through. I think there's a lot more contact between sitting and past president initially.
They said no.
Then
they said it's not though. They said Trump came in and like Barack said, hey, I can leave some of my staff if you need them. He was like, no, I'll send them all home.
No, like, not like that. But, like, there's certain shit, like, if you're doing a job and you ain't never done it before, you're going to have to ask, like, hey, man.
Had the dude that retired from the job.
Yeah, I bet. They don't talk. I bet you that in the initial stages, presidents talk to other presidents.
Oh, does he call him George Bush W, the first one?
Fuck, no, he's been gone for 10 years.
Now, I know you haven't been in since 91, so, like, what do you do?
He's been in the hospital.
Right.
So he damn sure, he don't even know what's going on, right?
he may have Alzheimer's.
You know what, though? But George W. Bush be out here kicking it, though, now. Like, he be out here, like, all he does is paint and chill. Like, that's all he does. Like, he don't do anything else. Like,
and it's like, he's so comfortable doing that.
Yeah,
like,
he's just
he
like,
don't want
he's
no
just like, chilling. Like, I read this story online about how, like, he was just out going somewhere and, like, he had all his, like, staff with him because he still has a staff, the stuff. And, like, you know, like, he just was like, then it's like, hey, can we, like, the people asked, like, hey, can we meet the president if he's around? And they were like, oh, see what we'll do, see if you got time or whatever. So he just came up and sat down and just having dinner with people. Like,
just random.
Like, yeah. And people was like, oh, my God. And like, they was like, yeah, he's a cool-ass dude. And I was just like, you know what? I can see George
Bush. I heard he's a cool dude to kick it with, though.
Being a cool-ass dude.
I've read that many places. Yeah. He's supposed to be like, just politics aside, just hanging out with him, just on some cool shit.
Yeah, I've heard that. I think that him and Obama probably had a pretty, you know.
They probably had a pretty decent transition. But I don't know if Trump and...
No,
Barack had a good transition though.
No, I mean I'm just talking about just like relationship. Like,
yeah, but I don't see Trump
hanging out with any presidents at any point.
Like any sitting like.
Yeah, like when he's done in office, like
you think if Richard Nixon was alive, would Richard Nixon be invited?
I don't know. Yeah.
If he was alive, I'm saying is he alive? Would that be the guy? Is the guy that he would have hung out with?
Oh, once you're a president, you're in. Like all of them could come to stuff.
No, I'm talking about you invited him like. Like, I can see Barack and, well, maybe not Bill. Well, yeah, maybe Bill invited over just to hang out and us have a beer and watch the game.
With who? Barack?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I'm saying, does Trump have any president that would want to come over and hang out with him?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's got good relationships with all those guys.
Like I said, but with Richard Nixon been the president that he could have invited over if he was
Richard
alive.
Nixon wasn't a pariah like him, though.
Yes, he was!
He wasn't, like, nobody's been like Donald Trump.
Man, they said, not okay, Donald Trump is the most polarizing president ever. And he's only been in a week.
Right.
But Richard Nixon, people hated Richard Nixon.
Right, but the thing I'm saying, though, is like it's not like the same thing as like Trump. Like Trump is like, I don't even know how to, like he.
So you think Richard Nixon be like, damn, you tripping?
I mean, at least Richard Nixon was a part of a party. You know, like
he has some kind of protocol.
Yeah, like at least he was a part of a party. You know, fucking Trump is out here doing his own thing. He just started a new party himself.
Don't it seem like that's what he did though? And he just brought in random.
It seemed like he started the Empire from Star Wars.
He's Palpatine.
Like he might wear a robe in a couple of years and like be rocking that like full.
Somebody did build a Death Star to get ISIS.
Oh, I could definitely see the White House going in the Death Star, hovering over
over a Middle East, just shooting a beam down.
Yeah, I could
like
see
we that. We had Star Wars, didn't we? Like we had Star Wars, because remember you had the Star Wars satellites that supposed to shoot out missiles.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably be like, I mean, can we shoot down though? Like, you know, we can shoot the missiles when they go up. What about if we shoot down on ISIS? Like, sir,
he's gonna try. If he's all right with spending $25 billion on a wall, a block from one country to the other, I'm sure he'll try to buy a satellite that can shoot lasers too. And I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah, but what do you do as Barack
Obama now? I think you just get back into whatever interests you.
I mean, do you like shit? I know I really not
travel there. Probably travel and hang out, and you know he's got a kid in high school, so you know what I mean.
You can leave her with somebody and just roll out.
Well, no, he probably just spends time with them. Like he didn't get
because his daughter's got took a year off too, though, so he probably maybe popped out with them.
Yeah, I mean, like he can. Yeah, man. I mean, he's probably just getting used to having a regular life again. You know, I mean, you're not gonna see him popping up everywhere.
You think he's gonna be on a low for a while?
Probably for a little while, you know. I mean, you know, like I just said, if there's any job you need a vacation from,
it's that one.
Jesus, man, take a year off if you want to. You know, chill out. I bet you'll see him at some games, you know, and shit like that. Yeah, I mean, he'll be around, man.
Super Bowl. You think you see him probably Super Bowl?
No.
You think he's gonna chill out?
It's still hard to go to stuff like that because you have such a fucking entourage, you know, as a, you know, you've got Secret Service. You still got to do all of that.
So you think he's gonna be a regular
season game? Pretty,
like,
and it's
just a random
well, it's
game?
Soon. It's just got to be something that interests him, you know? Like, it's really soon. Like, he might go to, like, the Final Four. He's a basketball guy, so you know what I mean?
So if the Bulls made the playoffs or something, he might go to a Bulls.
Bulls
game.
Ain't making the playoffs, so you can let that go. But he might
go
to a regular game on, like, a Tuesday, but I just don't think he's doing it, like, right now.
Or like, to a Super Bowl, like, a big event like that.
I don't even think that type of stuff matters to him. I mean,
he may not be a football fan like that.
Stuff like the Super Bowl, he likes sports. He's a football guy, but I mean, he don't care about going to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's just how can he be impressed with the magnitude of an event? You know what I mean?
Does he host the Super Bowl party then?
He probably might.
Or does he come to someone else's Super Bowl party?
That'd be cool. He could.
Does he just show up at a random?
Thinking about having a Super Bowl party, but I would. He certainly could come to mine. If he says he comes, he could come over and we would have. I'd have.
Do you know how gangster that Super Bowl party would be if the Super Bowl party?
Nobody would watch it. Nobody would even know.
So would we just sit over here just all looking at Barack?
Yeah.
And just talking to him about
it? And he probably leaves. He's like, fuck, I want to watch
the game. I came to a normal person's house because I thought y'all was going to be on some regular stuff.
Right. Right. Yeah. Come in the house, somebody you ain't never met before, and I got a picture of you in their house.
and I know your mom and dad know what should, like.
Everybody wants to be there for that.
Do you charge?
No. That goes against the spirit of the whole thing.
But do you have your own security with a VIP list outside your apartment?
You can't come in.
No, I mean, like, you gotta have a list, don't you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't just let people come to my house willy nilly as is.
Okay, but no. But I'm just saying, though, the word's gonna get out that Matt's gonna have the president in his career.
How people? All these people know where I live all of a sudden?
Oh, you'd be surprised how motherfuckers will find out where your crib is.
Man,
dude, what was what episode was that? It was a. It was one of the, like, maybe, I forgot what comedy it was, but the president came to their crib. No, okay, no. Remember the Martin episode with Biggie, where everybody found out that Biggie was staying with Martin?
Yeah.
It'd be the same thing. Like, you'll tell a lady friend, hey, you know, Barack's gonna come over for the Super Bowl.
I'm not telling anybody.
Oh, so literally, you're talking about literally, this nobody. People just pop up. Like, literally.
I would know.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't tell your mom, your
no.
dad?
No. No. For what? No.
But they can tell all the,
yeah.
all the people at the
God,
church.
They talk about everything in as is right now. I'm not telling them. I'm the last people I'm telling something I don't want other people to know.
Would your mother come to your Super Bowl party?
No.
So your mother would be pissed then if Barack came over?
I'd probably tell her.
Oh, would you have to tell her as when he gets there? Like,
I'd tell her a day of.
Okay, so it's a little bit of a period. She'd have to.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna tell her the weekend, like.
No. Weekend. No. God, no.
Let her go to church on Sunday and everything. Like, well, you know, Matt's got Barack coming on.
No. God.
Question two, then. Would people believe that you were actually having Barack over is the second thing?
I don't know. People tend to know I throw good parties.
But I'm saying, when people come, like, man, they said Matt said for real that he was having Barack. I'm gonna go just to see
if that on Instagram. Like, right after you left. Like, I didn't even say anything. I'll put it on Instagram.
And would you and him, like, in a hug and picture, though? Like, you know.
Yeah, we probably throw up the deuces or something like that.
You gotta have him on the couch, though, too, with a beer, like, laughing with people. You can't have him, like.
It would just be me and him just sitting on the couch. Like, with that dude space in between. just looking. Oh.
Just watching the game.
Oh, Obama's here. By the way.
Like, does Obama get his own
cool stuff? Cool dude. Taller than you might think he is.
Does he go get his own stuff? Like, does he get his own, like, chips? Does he get his own, like, beer?
Hell no.
Do you direct him, like, hey, yeah, but rock the, you know, the.
He would probably just get up and do stuff himself. Like, he's a regular ass dude.
So, I mean, the Barack just, is it okay that the Barack just gets up and just go to your friends and get a beer?
Yeah, like, absolutely. The greatest person that ever got a beer out of my refrigerator, for sure. Good Lord, yeah.
That would be hilarious, though. He just, like,
come over here, fix himself a drink, do some shots. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do. I don't know. I'm not really.
Bill Murray's like that for real in real life.
Oh, Bill Murray might show up at my house. Yeah, right, that's now. For real. He could be on this show.
And then he's gonna be like, "Hey, I heard you're doing a podcast."
I'm like, oh, well, okay, come on in, man.
I brought some Kraken with me, you know, for my boy.
Don't bring no Kraken in here.
Start off the day. This is the morning, people, for the record. That'd be starting out your morning.
Yeah, it is not noon. Yeah. Maybe it's noon. I don't know. It's getting close. But now, Obama, I don't know, man. I hope he's relaxing.
Yeah.
I hope he's chilling. Yeah. Like, not doing anything. Just chilling out.
What do you think about people talking about Michelle should run in 2020?
No, God, no. For what?
Why would she want that stress again?
You know how much money they're going to be able to make as a couple and not have to deal with that stress?
How much does she get per
I bet you it would be pretty. I bet you it would be
500,000 if he getting a mil, she getting 500.
20, I'd probably say $250,000. Probably $250,000.
That's still a fucking lot of money.
They're going to be reeling it in. Reeling it in. They could be. They will be multi. I mean, by the time it's all said and done for them, it could probably make $500 million.
Could Melania, speaking of something, can get paid?
Well, yeah. I could get paid for going to speak and stuff.
No. I'm talking about a decent, like, thousands of dollars.
I don't know. I mean, she's so young right now. I don't know, but I mean.
I guess you can have her talk to high school kids.
Yeah, but I mean, does she take a fee for that?
That's what I'm saying. Does she get a fee for it?
I don't know. I don't. That,
do they throw her 10 grand? Like,
I don't know. I mean, high school's just got 10 grand to throw around for people to come and talk to people, you know, but I mean.
That was the whole budget for turnabout and everything.
The music program just got cut, but we got. Barack Obama's daughter coming.
doing a Say No to Drugs campaign.
We can't hire any teachers for 2 years, but we had her come. No, I don't know. I don't know if that happens. But the parents will be doing all right. The trust fund will be fine.
Oh, yeah. They'll be more than fine. Before we will move another topic. What dudes are trying to holler at them now? Like, their daughters now? Does it give you extra umption to want to go holler at one of the daughters, if you were a young cat? Obviously.
Let's go back in time. Mm-hmm. Some of our friends would do it out of the point of trying to do it.
So you're saying since the oldest is 18, 19 now, she's open playing field?
Oh,
for these...
No, I'm talking about like when we were like college age people.
No, I'm talking about for a young cat now. Does he put in a bid?
Oh, you might as well.
Like I'm saying, do you just throw caution in the wind? You just put in bid.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk to anybody, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
I'm talking for a young cat, like a young cat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about when I was a young cat. Like, if I was like, yo, hell yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah.
The entire point is to raise your status of life as you...
And that's a hell of a way to move a status.
Oh, my God.
Do you treat her like a normal, like a normal dating situation?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, absolutely. If you, I mean, God, you're going to have to meet her parents at some point.
But I'm talking about, do you kind of run your normal script of how you kind of would...
You treat her,
Is she a part of the rotation, or is she the rotation?
No, I think that you got to...
You got to go, you got to...
Okay, so now this is me talking as a 30-something-year-old man.
You got to go back to 19-year-old man.
Oh, my God. He was awful.
But would he... But I guess it's different because we didn't have a presidential situation.
No.
Like that.
No.
But I'm saying, so we can't put ourselves in that situation, I think. I'm wondering, like, a 19-year-old, would 19-year-old girl understand the severity of the situation of dating a president's daughter?
I'm a freshman at Mizzou trying to holler at... What was I concerned about when I was 19 years old? I'm trying to find alcohol.
Yeah, that's what... Okay, that was always a priority at the beginning of the morning.
Accumulating as much potential fun as I possibly could. Cashing in on... some women the same age as me that were trying to have the same kind of fun. I guess it matters on what kind of chick she is, too. They seem to be very well-adjusted girls, though.
They do.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know, man. But that's a tall task. That's a tall task.
Do you even... Would you... You can... Like, for a 19-year-old couldn't even take that on.
Yeah, I'm on. I'm down to... I'd do it, though.
But I'm saying, but do you have other chicks, though? You at Mizzou... Malia's like, yeah, you know, I mean, you met her in some random...
Okay, thing. So I'd have to break my cardinal rule that I held in college, that I made my first day on college. I said, no relationships while I'm here. I need options to be...
Or plentiful.
Be free, yeah. And so I'd have to essentially go back and change the entire way I operated all the way through college.
But I'm saying, so thinking back to Madden 19,
this is like an alternate reality.
Yeah, this is alternate reality.
No, I'm hollering.
No, I'm saying, but I mean, do you meet her? And she's like, hey, let's go out. Y'all go bowling. Y'all kicking it. Do you still holler at other chicks then?
No.
So you are from first date on. That's your girlfriend at this point.
I'm gonna do everything I can to make her be my girlfriend.
So literally, you shut down everything. Like, you had other girls. You ain't they done.
I will delete my phone. I will have like four numbers in my phone as a whole. I won't even holler at my homeboys. I gotta get this right. Once I get this right, I can come back around.
You can go.
I gotta get this right.
So you got mom, dad.
This is
Malina.
A game changer. Yeah.
Is it Sasha or Malina?
Malia the older one? Yeah, I think Malia.
He's the older one. Yeah. So let's go. So it's your mom, dad, Malia, and who's the fourth number in there? You said four numbers are in there.
My folks, her. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think I need to talk to anybody. I mean, whose numbers are saved in my phone now? I got like four numbers that can like break through my phone at any point in time. Let's see. Who's on my favorites list? So
would it be an uncle or something?
Oh, no. One of them is my mom's home number. And the other one's her cell phone.
So that's your four?
Yeah. So, yeah. No. And the fourth one is a person. So, you know, yeah. So that's it. Sorry.
So, would you let her, like, okay, let's fast forward now. So you were a cap at this point.
The fourth number would probably not when I was 19.
No. I'm saying you met her. I'm changing. I'm doing it. Doing a third alternative timeline.
So you pledged already.
Okay. Then you meet her, but she's 19, 20 at that time.
She's not gonna holler at me.
So
because they don't. Because once you cross, then they're worried about you being for the people. It's not.
But,
even
okay,
an
I'm just saying you met her. You met her at a conference or something. You met her then. You met Barack. But she knows you're a cap. Do you invite her to the Kappa house party?
No. First of all, you never invite a girl you actually care about to the house party.
Or the Kappa ball.
No.
So you don't bring her to any fraternity events, even the upscale, no. like the suit and tie events.
We didn't have those in undergrad.
I mean, the grad chapter had them, right?
When I was in Columbia. We didn't have a grad chapter.
So I'm thinking that the grad chapter have everyone invite the undergrads to like
the
balls
stuff. But they would be... member only things, so like it wouldn't be.
But I'm saying you could bring a date though.
No, because we're doing rituals and stuff like that, so they.
No,
can't.
I mean, so for y'all, I'm talking about a ball where you all have like a sit down dinner, tuxedo dinner.
We only did that in undergrad at like province councils and stuff like that.
This still wasn't like a date thing.
I didn't do my first thing like that until I was graduated and gone and like.
Okay, let's say if it was an event, like would Malia?
Yeah,
like,
you can bring your girl to stuff like that,
but she couldn't come to the house.
No. Before. God no.
What if she showed up?
Oof.
Like, what, and you see, these four secret
circles. These are real life scenarios that happened to people before.
Yeah, exactly.
I seen my homeboy jump off a second floor balcony because that was happening at.
And he just that's my always thing to get out.
Oh, he literally jumped off the deck of my room
and just out. And just like, I'm out.
Yeah. With no fear, it was like watching Batman jump out the house.
And he didn't think about it. It was just like
he heard she was downstairs and he jumped out the window.
So she's at the party kicking it. He's out.
Did
he drive there himself at least?
I'm sure he did. Yeah. I could text him and ask him. But he literally jumped out the window in my upstairs bedroom. I had a balcony. I had a little deck.
So did you see his landing, or you just saw him go out?
I just saw him go over the thing, and I just knew at that point, I was like, damn.
Was anybody else out on the balcony, or was it like, one of the things?
Nah, it's a pretty small balcony. It was probably like 3 people could fit out there, but I don't know.
No, I'm saying, did he sneak out, hit the door, and then boom, I'm out? And nobody was out there?
He just stood up, heard what was going on, stood up, and jumped out the window.
So Malia shows up. This is at your crib, though. House party. Kappa house party. 4 Secret Service dudes coming. Hey, Mr. Whitener. No, first of all, when the 4 Secret Service dudes walk in to talk to you.
Didn't they make a movie like this with Katie Holmes?
Yeah. It was the first daughter?
Something like that. Yeah.
Because it had A. Marie in there, actually.
Oh, okay.
She played her friend or whatever.
She was in there.
So they show up at the spot. Like, are you shitting bricks then?
The Secret Service walks in?
Yeah. This the whole party over at this point, though, as Secret Service walk in.
You know what? I don't
know. Is there a screener?
I don't know how that works. Like, she goes to parties and stuff now at school.
Yeah, but this is kind of...
I don't know if they just... high school. I don't know if they just case the area or what.
They probably got to let the people know at the party. They probably have to let you know ahead of time that she's coming. So she could never pop up on you.
Yeah, that's probably true.
She could probably pop up on you at... I guess, even in general, because they have to do logistics for everything. Mm-hmm. So, really, she can't pop up on nobody.
Might be the best relationship of all time.
Because she can't. She has to let you know mm-hmm. what she's doing, because it has to be logistically set up like, okay, we can go through this door, or, you know...
They kind of have to do what they say, too, though.
Like, she can't be like, I'm going to somewhere and lie to you. Like, I'm going to this other party.
No, like, I mean, she could just go to the party, and, like, if she wanted to go there right then and there, it's not like they got to come, like... thousands of hours ahead of time.
But they still need to figure out the logistics, though, right?
Secret Service is pretty good at adjusting on the go. You best believe they understand.
So they wouldn't have to call you and be like, so see the layout. I guess they could call you the layout of your apartment and be like...
I mean, I'm sure it's pretty easy to tell, though, if Secret Service starts showing up, what's going on.
Does it shut the party down, though?
Not the parties we were having. It took an act of God to stop our
So let's go. Let's switch gears, man. Before we go into emails, this is Javon Bibbs post. shout out to Javon Bibbs for doing, as Matt just described earlier before we start recording, a smoke bomb on Facebook. He puts up this caption on his page: "Men only tell the women something they should stop doing in 2017 and leaves." The comment is now currently sitting at 520 comments. And 40 shares.
My God, are you serious?
Yeah. That's what it's sitting at currently on the
bill. Does he have a public page? Like, is that a fan
page?
Page?
No, it's a public page.
It's just his regular page.
This is his regular Facebook page.
Oh, my God. Wow. This is impressive.
Yeah. So, the comments are still currently going. They are still live. Like, they are still current within hours. Oh, Wednesday's the last day a comment was put up. Wednesday. But it went on from... Thursday of the week previously to that Wednesday.
What are people saying? I'm just
going to read the first comment I see. Okay. "When you meet a woman, do not bring out a long list of dumb stuff your ex did to the new dudes to see if he's like that. God broke the mold when he created your weird ass ex. Everybody doesn't pick their boogers and fling them on the first date at a restaurant. That's just weird. That's just your weird ass ex. Everybody's not going to play Xbox all day and ignore you at the age of 33. That's just your ex. Straight men don't take fingers up the booty hole. Just your ex." Damn. All right. I like this guy. He has 5 comments. Maybe we just do it around him. His
My
comments.
God. Wow.
Stop taking half-naked selfies, post them on the book and the gram, and then call dudes thirsty. Do not show up to the club in the middle of February when it's negative 2 degrees outside, half naked with your booty meat out, and try to play stuck up when the dudes come up to you them half-ass drunk pickup lines. The way you carry yourself is the people will treat you. I'm going to continue. He has more comments. He also says, "Quit posting positive messages that you don't and won't live by." Talking about forgive those that wronged you and your blessings will follow. Ply's voice. "Bid, you ain't talking to your homegirl since 2012 because y'all fell out about $20. Bid." I like him. And I actually know this guy. That's why I will not post his name. Mm-hmm, "Quit with subliminal stats when your temporary-ass wintertime boyfriend pisses you off. You got his number. Call the dude and air it out." quit displaying food pics. You're 36 years old. You can't fix wings and greens. Here's your championship. So that was from an individual that I will not name because I know him.
I feel like it was like a bait thing for dudes that are mad at chicks for doing
exactly.
Small things.
That's what I felt.
Like, I don't know. I'm not particularly angry at any women, so they don't really have to change.
And I've not been mad at women, angry at women in almost 10 years in general as a whole.
I mean, my things are kind of, you know, I don't know. I mean,
mine are personal.
Anything I would say at this point would be personal. That's why I didn't comment on that. Yeah. I did just admire the gall that Jovan had to put that out there.
Because this is a direct text from Jovan. I'm going to shoot. I said, Jovan, what are you doing? He said, got him. This is his response to me asking him, what is he doing?
He just throws bottles in the crowd.
And keep in mind, people, he has not commented once on this stat. Not one comment.
No,
he ain't liked nothing. He ain't did nothing.
He's not gonna either.
Yeah, he's not at all.
Because he's about mayhem.
Shout out to Javon Bills, man. But I don't think... Oh, man, I don't know, man. It's old age. I don't know what it is, maturity. But, man, like, I don't dislike women like that.
No, I'm cool with women. They're all right with me.
Yeah. And I don't hang around women that I would have issues like that, even though I'm married, even the women I'm friends with. I don't... Like you said before, they got their shit together to a certain extent. Like, they may have their own personality issues, but, like, grand sweeping statements? Nah, I don't hang around women like that.
Yeah, no, I'm cool. I mean, I'm... Hey, God bless you, young lady. I mean, yeah. do what makes you happy, but...
I think it's like, man, like I just hit this opposite way when women say something like that. Like, it's the people you hanging around, the men you hanging around, you know. All the women I know are pretty thorough, and, you know, shit, we've been trying to hook up half of them for a minute. Just because we need more eligible brothers that's on the.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
we have a odd amount of friends that have fantastic peripherals. Like, they are an awesome person to be able to. They should have all these things that, and under normal circumstances, would be like, how is she not swooped or X, Y, and Z like that? But it just. It still hasn't, it's just not happened. So do I wonder why that is.
It's probably a combination of them. And
is it opportunity cost is the thing I wonder? Like, is it based on where you are, or is it based on...
No, because I think opportunity cost would actually decrease their momentum, because then your pool is bigger now.
Mm, that's fair.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you go into, you know... And this is not a diss to our city. This is basically, if you're not in the top five cities, this is your city. All cities are the same except for the top five cities. L.A., Miami, Atlanta, D.C., New York, in Chicago, six. So six cities, major cities. If you're not in one of those cities, six cities, you're a second-tier city, the way I look at it, period.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, like, those are the major five, six markets, period. If you're not in those... That's an argument for Houston and Dallas that maybe being in a mix, but I don't think that their top tier markets is those six. I don't think you can't, if you're going to do a top five or six, you're not going to replace one of those cities with one of Houston or Dallas.
So, I mean,
but I'm saying,
I'll say this though, too, is that I know chicks other places that are just like available. And like, you would think, maybe this is my antiquated way of thinking when I was 20 about how 30s would be. But you would think that, like, all these people would be swooped up.
But also the stock market changes too. The Dow Jones changes into the Nasdaq.
Oh,
it changes up, period.
Okay.
People start putting their money in the Nasdaq and take it out of the Dow Jones.
Wow, that's another level. I hadn't considered
and
that.
What I'm saying by that is, women have a lot of power as younger age. As the game changes up, people start investing in the Nasdaq.
Mm.
The Nasdaq starts coming up on that side.
Okay.
So now, you know, like, you're a single dude, 30, mid-30s, you know what I'm saying?
I'm in my early 30s still, thank you.
You're in your mid-30s. I found out that if you're 33, you're in considered mid-30s.
That's bullshit.
That's what if you look up online, like, if you look at
it's
the not, census.
But it's
like, if you look up the census, like, because I had an argument with somebody about this, and they brought up the census, and they said, like, 30 to
30. I am in my
like
mid-30s
early 30s. 33 to 36 is mid 30s. 37 to 40 is late 30s.
Wrong. 30 through 33 is early. You're only in your late 30s for 2 years when you're 38 and 39.
So you're mid from 37, 33.
I would say 34, 35, 36 is mid. And 37, 38, 39 is late. It's like easy math. It's like the line in between saying if you're upper middle class or middle class or lower middle class.
When they do the three, it was what, 2, 3, 3 is the way that the person put up the census for me. I was like, damn.
Well, white people made that up.
Yeah, so white people made that up. It's a very good. I ain't adhering. That's one of those situations where we have to go with the white man.
I'm not adhering to them.
Well, but it's still saying your stock has risen because you've got more mature, you're financially better. You got a little more game about yourself. You got more experience of like being able to, you know, do different things. Women are kind of set to go at 25.
Women, by the time they hit 25, are pretty much who they're going to be.
You damn right.
Until
yes.
they have kids or something like
that. And that's
like
a different
that.
Whole like, different changes, thing, though.
But
yeah.
they're pretty much there and good to go. So we're playing catch up
exactly
with them like a motherfucker. So like a lot of times, they're sitting around waiting on us to get to where they're
and
at.
A woman has to find that sweet spot. A woman has to find a sweet spot.
And that's why they date older guys. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just see more. You see more, I feel like, you see more younger women with older guys just because they're like, oh, he's got it figured out already. I'm just going to do that and let you guys figure it out.
But the problem with that is that you're in that pool now with all those older women and their age too, though.
Mm-hmm.
So they're constantly in a pool that becomes bigger as they get older.
Yeah.
Only time it gets more, I think, settled is in the 50s, whereas it's a Wild Wild West.
I believe that.
This is the Wild Wild West in the 50s. This is like whatever. Like, we all finna die in like 20 years anyway. So, like, it's whatever. Like, nobody cares. Like, you got your own car, you got your own house. Cool. Like, I think that's really the...
Let's kick it.
Yeah, let's kick it. Like, that's it. I don't think that there's a lot of a list for either side in the 50s.
I can see that.
You like going to Keith Sweat concerts? I do too. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you like to go to New Edition concerts? I do too. We a couple now. Like, it's real simple.
Yeah, I can see that.
Charlie Wilson concerts together. You like them too?
You want to go to Essence Fest and wear these white suits? Let's do it.
Do you have white patent leather shoes to go with your white linen? Let's go. If I don't, I'll go pick them up.
I would say that. I agree with that. I agree with that. And I think that just through having the conversations with friends, female friends of mine or ours or, you know, different people, I think even if you don't know all the same people, you could put, like, all the same people in the same room, it would kind of, you know, sort out is that, like, it seems like a lot of people tried a lot of stuff early on and then it sorted out to, like, what it was going to be all about.
Oh, you said you basically picked your path, like a choose your own adventure where you had a little book with little.
You try stuff early on. Like, some people get in, like, what they think is going to be the definitive relationship, and it's really not. And some people kind of do a few different relationships, and it kind of works out and stuff like that. And then you kind of then come back towards the middle. Like, I don't date women that are anything like the women that I used to date.
Exactly.
Now, but I don't even think that I'd have to start dating, like, 23-year-olds again or, like, I was doing when I was 23 in order to find that same person.
Yeah.
No, hell no. God no.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying.
God no, I could. 23-year-old? No. Yeah. No, she better be like, what's her name? The chick to be, the little chicks to be singing. She better be set up. I better be like Tinashe
or Kalani or somebody.
Selena Gomez, one of them type of chicks. I don't know. But other than that, no. Hell no. I don't want to go to... I went to one of the nightclubs around here not too long ago.
Recently?
Recently, like last week.
Oh, and then shit. I haven't been in a long time, so this is an update of what's going on.
And so, like, I went... It just happened because we were out already, and it was like, hey, don't want to go back? Ain't nothing going on. Well, we could go here. All right, we went there. Oh, my God. I was like, fuck this. I was like, we just finna hang out up here in this booth. Because we just gonna watch this and have some drinks because it's like I can't even relate to what's going on in this place.
It was that much of a disparity.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So no, to answer your question, turn back around. It's I've heard this from women in our thing, and it's like you have gotten more mature as you've gotten older, just by happenstance, and like that's just how it works. You know, so I'm like, women can kind of sit around and wait it out too. No woman ever has to be single. Ever.
No. Very true.
Ever.
100%.
And they will always counter that by saying, well, just because somebody proposes something to you doesn't mean you have to accept it. And
but there's men that don't get any proposals. Oh, like, there's the other side.
I will say this though, that over the last year or so, year and a half, maybe 2 years, I've received more proposals and more situation tossed out there than I did probably in the 5 to 6 years
combined
before. Yeah, because they're getting about the action, or they're starting to like see, you know, like you said, take stock or take inventory of what's out there and be like, well, shit, somehow.
I mean, he's nice. I was shooting for Scottie Pippen. But,
yeah, I was trying to holler at the future, but you know.
I mean,
might as well mess with Matt. So yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like, it's all right. Yeah. So, but I mean, you know, like that's just how it works out. So it's interesting. It's interesting to me how that whole thing comes full circle for both sides.
Yeah.
But you know, the funny thing to me is about it's like when you're like 27, 28 years old and you look at it like, I'm finna kick it. I'm 26, 27, I'm finna kick it. Not knowing how much easier your life could have messed around and be if you would have held down one of those
chicks back then.
So yeah, I mean, so like that's the thing. I think that everybody's starting to, like, at this age, I'm starting to think that more people, everybody's kind of starting to come to the middle.
Like, oh, both sides. Yeah. Like, I'm about to put up with this. She's got to put up with this.
I think at this point though, people get more into so many other things. Like when I was 26, I was still kind of roughly into the same things that I was into in college, just a little bit less kicking it.
But and it's the style change though. You just dressed up.
Yeah, in a way, I kind of had more money to do the same things, exactly. And the same things kind of interested me then, in a way, but, you know, what, 7 years ago, let's look at the bookends of the Obama, administration, so when Obama came into office in 2008, I was about 25?
About that action, boy. 2008?
Yeah, so I mean, like, that's the stuff that I was into.
Look, it's so bad. I took a girl home the night he got inaugurated. <That's>
there was a lot of black celebrations.
That's what I'm talking about. I celebrated that night. That's how bad. That's how much about that action in 08.
Yeah, there was a lot of black celebrations that day.
And then I was so much of a dirtbag. I went out to my car and cried with an ex about Barack winning. So it was like, I literally cried in my car after having some action with my ex.
When did he get, when was his second term started in 2012?
2012.
So I was 29. I was 29 then. I used the second inauguration to get some action from an ex I hadn't got action from in about 2 years.
Off the happiness of winning.
Yes, that's who I was. Now at this point I don't even care anymore about how that goes. Okay.
Oh, we're talking about the damn.
Oh yeah, so now at 33 though, I don't know. we just don't have the same interests. Yeah. So it seems like those interests are kind of starting to align before women were already at when they were like 28, 29. So,
no, 25.
I don't know if it's kismet or, well, chicks like to party in there.
No, 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 but I'm saying, but if the right dude came along, they'll shift the thing.
Oh, yeah.
We won't. We'll be like, I got time. You just came at the wrong time, man. About when I'm 25, I'm like, man, she a dope shit. Not ready.
Oh, I passed on so many dope chicks when I was back then, and I like to think that it all leads up to some reason. Right. And it's not simply the fact that
you're sitting in the I just passed on
all the dope chicks that are gonna be down to mess with me when I was in my
And you sitting
mid-20s.
There talking to a girl asking if she like keeps sweat too and we're gonna be boyfriend and girlfriend.
I'm gonna move to Europe if that happens.
Like, you like Keith Sweat? I like Keith Sweat. You want to be my girlfriend?
That's like the stuff my dad probably talks about. I'm not living
that. That's what I said. I think in the 50s and 60s, that's what I believe. That's how the conversations go.
I ain't doing it.
Like, hey, you was at Hadley's too?
I'm not going to be at Elmo's trying to pick up women. I promise you that much. So
yeah, but it's interesting. And we could transition. Because mainly most of the emails are people asking us about the new edition, what our thoughts on new edition.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I mean, they actually, a lot of them are asking what we thought about new edition as a group as well, too.
Oh.
So a lot of them are, I'm going to read all of them because most of them are the same things. But my transition into this is the fact that we look at the chicks on the gram and all that, like, damn, like, this is crazy, like, all this. What is their transitional point for them? Because I'm sure there were groupies and women that were back in those days with New Edition, Bobby Brown, all them that were groupies that were just the Instagram chicks before Instagram
existed.
So I'm sure it's Polaroids out there. I'm sure Polaroid chicks. I'm sure that Bobby Brown got a fucking case of them, of just Polaroid chicks.
You'd be like straight out of Compton.
Yeah. And these probably, some of these weren't even live. Some of them probably just sent into the mail into them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, here's my pussy. Like, here's a picture of it, Bobby. You know.
Oh, thank you.
Like, and their mothers now, 20-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Those women are mothers of 20-year-olds mm-hmm. now. What is a transitional point for a woman that's kind of put themselves out there as a sex object like that for, I guess, for the masses' consumption? When do they transition to trying to be a regular woman?
I don't know.
Like, it's got to be a point, though. Like, because I'm going to tell y'all a story.
Probably the catalyst might be motherhood. I don't know. I mean, it depends on what they got.
No, I'm going to give y'all a story. This is a pre-premium content. Because people have asked about the premium content, too. They asked about premium content.
How many dollars are we up to? Can we really do this? Yeah. Are we up to, like, $25 worth of subscribers?
No, we got pledges. Like, it's like a total.
Oh, wow.
We got pledges up to $62.
Oh, look at that.
Nobody has actually donated it. It's pledges. No. It's like called a telethon and said back in the day.
In theory,
we had $62 on the telethon board.
Well, my PayPal is open.
Exactly. Okay, let's open up the PayPal. StraightOLC@gmail.com. We will do these.
We will see how this goes.
Yeah. Let's just open it up and just see what the telethon market can come up for. StraightOLC@gmail.com. PayPal us and. If you give us over $5, you designate the topic.
Oh, God. All right.
We're bottom barreling. Now, if we get too many overflowing, though, the bids will go up. So if everyone puts in a whole bunch of over $5, we ain't going to do that. So if you want to outbid somebody, you want to put 10 in it to kind of buffer your topic, then you can kind of guarantee your situation.
That's fair.
Whatever it is.
That's
so
fair. I can do that.
Yeah. So, but no, I used to date a woman, older woman, a lot older. So I'm 35. Let's say she's 49 now. So she used to hang out with Salt and Pepper and Toni Braxton, are like her friends, like they homies. And she's still bad even to this day.
Okay.
But it was, she even was talking about how it was interesting, like how her and all her friends had to transition to being like regular women, like getting regular jobs, doing, because they used to just kick it and travel and do all kind of stuff and kicking all these different people for, like, she said, like, 7-8 years. Like, that was just their lifestyle.
Got it.
And now she's, like, a real estate investor now, which is fine, you know what I'm saying? But it's, like, she said it was a hard thing for a lot. She said it wasn't as hard for her just because she had been in school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she said for a lot of her friends, it was hard for them to transition to, like, living a regular life.
I can see that.
Like, they were constantly, even as older Asian women, were constantly kind of trying to chase a dude that had money. Like, even in their 40s.
So just never...
They just start trying to compete. She said now, and even worse, because now older women that she know are getting plastic surgery and all kind of different things to try to keep up with the chicks that are 30s and their 20s. So now does it become just a big pool of IG women that are from the past and future? Like,
well, I don't know. Can you better, because you've been able to advertise yourself better off, can you make more of your
extend your life period?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, it's
because those older women didn't, because they just were bad chicks that they knew, that dudes just knew around the industry.
Right.
Now you're a bad chick that anybody knows, so you're a regular dope boy from Seattle.
It's just pre-Superhead and post-Superhead.
Why? Is that how...
She monetized it.
Damn. That's a fucking great, like, biblical bookmark. Like, BS.
It's certainly...
Before Superhead. BSH.
It's certainly a stop and start point, that's for sure. So, yeah, I don't know. That could go a lot of different ways. That's tough to call.
Because it was so crazy, is like, in the movie, not to spoil it for you, because, I mean, shit, it's fucking factual. It's not like...
I was alive for most of
it. Yeah, that's it.
No, I was alive for all of it.
Yeah, so it's not spoiling it, but there's a scene where they were teenagers that came in, and they was banging out chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm talking about, they were showing them, like, they was having a big orgy in the room.
I believe that.
And I was like, huh, somebody's mom right now, because this is, like, literally someone mom our age.
Because
this is 82, 83.
Mm-hmm. Well...
83, 84. So you think this is our age?
Should be a little younger, probably.
Yeah, but I'm saying these are chicks. It could be somebody chick.
Yeah.
That was, but neither here nor
there. Give or take a few.
Yeah. Does the groupiness worse then than now? Like,
no.
You think it's worse now?
Yeah.
Is it because of access?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was thinking because it was on the low so much more. You could just, a woman could just be like, "Fuck it, I'm just doing whatever."
No, I think it's. I don't know. I mean, somebody more qualified from that time period would probably have to answer that, but I just think...
Who could answer that question, though?
Somebody that's like our father's age.
No. I'm saying, what celebrity... what celebrity could answer that, though? That had that long of a groupiedom where he's been in that many generations of groupiedom.
That's still alive?
Still alive.
Who's the crossover Mac?
I mean, the only one I could think of offhand is... And he wasn't 80s, is Puffy.
Puffy's been in about two generations, though.
He's got three. 90s. 90s, 2000s. So three. He's got 25 years?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Who's in the 80s that crossed over? Russell Simmons?
LL Cool J?
That's probably the only one, right? He's got to be, right? Eddie Murphy, I guess, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Murphy's seen everything.
But I'm saying, I mean, is he getting that same groupie love in this time period?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, is it...
Eddie Murphy's probably evolved on the stuff we can't even really conceptualize at this point. Like,
he's fucking girls with spaceships.
Charlie Murphy tells them stories. I mean, he already lets you know how that
works. So I guess two decades is the most you can ask for somebody to be current groupiedom.
To be in that ball game, hell yeah.
To be in the current groupiedom.
Yeah, otherwise, that's OC.
Like, yeah, you're not living any living right. Yeah. You're doing three decades.
Yeah, no.
What about Tyson?
Mike Tyson? Mike Tyson ain't in that shit no more.
So Tyson not in it no more either. He's married, got kids.
Yeah, Mike Tyson ain't doing that shit.
But anyway, so let's get into New Edition talk, man.
Okay.
Is New Edition the best R&B group of all time?
No. No.
Who is, in your eyes?
That's a tough question. It's about dealer's choice. I mean,
the reason that some people I bring that question is because I think their outside success and internal success eclipses any group.
Well,
most of the other groups that we would name only had success as
I think
group.
That you got to look at that as what group has had the best post group career.
And we've been New Edition in.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know who all we're.
I mean, unless you bring rap in, then you can bring N.W.A. in. If you want to bring rap in, I'm talking about singers.
Yeah, no, probably I would call it singers. I mean, yeah, because I mean they've had
all of them have platinum albums as their own.
Yeah, collective. Yeah, New Edition. I mean, New Edition. I don't know. When you have things like that special, like it brings stuff back into vogue and makes people pay attention to shit they should have been paying attention to
the whole time,
the entire time. I mean, a New Edition. I mean, I went to a New Edition concert when I was in middle school at the Keele Center. I mean, and they did. It was huge. I mean,
that
they
was
did,
a.
They did
that was a, the Home Again tour.
Yeah, and they did. They did a whole set of Home Again. Then they did all, each did their own individual set for like
and that
30
was
two minutes.
And a half hours. Probably.
Yeah, yeah, and Ralph Tresvant wasn't even there because his dad had died. So I mean, and then they
dang, did, so they, it was still.
A and then they one. Did some of Ralph Tresvant songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Nobody should. It's ridiculous for there to have to be a special for people to trip off how good New Edition is. Yeah. Like, that's on you.
It's the a people. Personal person. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't realize how dope they were. Yeah. I ain't really one to sit around and put a whole lot of stuff on pageantry just because they brought it back out. And now it's like, oh, man, New Edition was the shit. Like, how you forget New Edition was the shit? Like, duh. Yeah, so I don't know, man. I mean, I think it's I think that they're pretty much, I think New Edition, yeah, I mean, maybe it's hard to say they're the greatest group, because being the greatest group, you have to have had the greatest group career too, and I don't think they had that, you know. But I mean, I think that they had, as individuals that were in it,
okay, post-80s.
What do we count them as? We count them as they're certainly an 80s group.
Yeah, I'm saying 80s on. Basically from us, like our lifetime. Let's like, just say from since we've been alive.
Best like R&B groups of our lifetime?
Yeah, it's got to be them, right?
I mean, Jodeci, Boys II Men. I'm just trying to think about who would be.
Boys II Men would be someone you could actually compare.
I think Boys II Men has been more successful. They just haven't had
a group.
Yeah, they just haven't had they haven't had the post career. But as a group though, and the point is to be if you're a group grading a group against a group, I think they're more successful than New Edition.
But the only thing is that Boys II Men doesn't have as much cachet as they've gotten older, though, too. Like, New Edition can sell out the Sky Trade still now. I don't think Boys II Men can sell out anywhere like that. They can do the Ambassador.
New Edition plays different types of venues now, though.
I mean, I went to the concert with them. The one they had here a couple of years ago.
Well, but they sell it out, though, because of the solo careers they had afterwards. Like, that's why they sell it out. New Edition never... If Bobby Brown and Johnny Gill and BBD and Ralph Tresvant never had their solo careers, too, they wouldn't be selling out venues like that.
Because they got so much material.
So it's an uneven comparison. You just can't...
Because Boys II Men always stay together.
Yeah, you can't do it, you know? And Boys II Men didn't have the ability to break up and do what they could do. So it's... They're an interesting group to try to compare them.
I guess maybe Mint Condition is somebody you put that, but that's a band.
So yeah, it's a band. Like, you can't really do it. I mean, you just can't. You can't. New Edition's an incomparable group. Like, you can't.
We'll never see nothing like that again, though.
No.
We'll never see nothing like that again.
No. So, I mean. No, let me just keep going. But, I mean. So, I mean, you can't really. It's hard to say what they are, what they aren't, but it would, you could see another New Edition. I mean,
you think so? I think B2K is probably the closest thing he's gonna get to it.
No, that's a joke group. I'm talking about.
You gotta take your own personal.
I just don't think that they were. I don't think that they ever made the substance of music that New Edition did.
Oh no, they did.
So that means that they never even started on the plane of being able to be New Edition. You know, but yeah, a group could be supremely talented and have everybody be successful together.
But my thing is, the groups aren't even viable now, though. Nobody's making a group.
Everything's circular in life, though. I mean, what was old always comes back around at some point. I mean, cats are wearing John Stockton shorts in the NBA.
Yeah, but I just think financially, capitalism-wise, people are not going to do it. Because financially, the way the music industry is, it doesn't benefit anybody being in a group anymore.
Well, I mean, it in a way, it's like saying you got to get over one way or the other. You might not be in a group for as long as them, but a group could happen with that many people that are successful, and then they break up and just become individually successful. Like, it's very feasible for that to happen. You know, so.
I mean, yeah, because this is another question I was thinking about.
I mean, look at the Jonas Brothers. Like, it's a different genre, but they're starting to have their own success now, and they're still they still were a band. They still are a band. Yeah. I mean, you know, so I mean, it's possible to happen.
That's a good idea.
It's really, it can happen.
So, Were Ronnie or and BBD, were they the biggest? I think they're the biggest underdog ever in music history.
Yeah,
their career, they were working on House Money at the beginning and just made.
I'll put it this way, made
$1 million off House Money.
I'll put it this way. BBD and Ringo Starr made the most out of being with more talented cats than them.
No, but I'm talking about. Even more, they arguably have had a better solo careers besides Bobby Brown with that first Don't Be Cruel album. They've had a better solo outside career than them. They can tour on their own without them.
Well, I would say this.
And nobody believed that they could do that, is my whole point. Well, when they were all a group.
BBD had... Maybe the best... I don't want to say luck, and luck gets a bad... Wait, but fortune.
Timing.
Has had the no, fortune. They've had the best fortune of being able to have a powerhouse single that works.
That pushed everything else.
Forever.
Yeah.
They needed that. Without Poison,
you don't have anything.
It doesn't happen. So, I mean, they did that. And they made other good songs, too, you know. But, I mean, Poison's the biggest single that anybody in New Edition ever made.
Period.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's huge. You know, I mean, it still is a staple right now. You know, you first few seconds of Poison, some of the most identifiable music in black music in the last 25-30 years. Yeah, you know it right away.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, they just had, you know, that helps them. That is a strength on their side that they've got that you know.
But you got to think back. Nobody expected them to do anything. No. And they were smart too, though. And I remember even back in the day, they struck while the iron was hot. Like they basically went right into the BBD project right after that. Because I was watching an interview with Ralph Tresvant, and he was the last one to come out with a solo effort.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, they were like, you know, dang, BBD blowing up doing all this, you know. He was like, yeah, man, I was looking at everything going on. I'm like, dang, people ask me when mine coming out. I'm telling people, yeah, it's coming. He hadn't even dropped nothing. Everybody else had already, Johnny Gill already dropped his. Bobby was working on the second album by the time Ralph had came out. And then Ralph came with that lackluster album.
Yeah, Ralph had a lot of anticipation behind his, though, because Ralph was kind of the voice of the band, you know. So I mean, and some guys are just better at being in groups.
Yeah,
and that was just the case there. But I mean, I don't know.
And Ralph didn't also change with the times though, too.
Yes,
he kept that same New Edition style, which is nothing wrong with that. But BBD were on the cutting edge of what was happening.
Yeah,
and for some reason Johnny Gill found himself being able to get, I think, a crowd older than him. Like, I feel like Johnny Gill was able to reach out.
Yeah, Johnny's sound always was there.
Yeah, and it seemed like it was like our parents were messing with Johnny Gill and buying his stuff up.
Yeah.
And somehow he found a crowd that was older than him for some reason. Where Ralph didn't have no country, it felt like. Bobby had, like, just a young...
Bobby had dance music.
Yeah. And then BBD had, like, the hip-hop crowd.
Yeah.
And Ralph had no country, it felt like.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fair to say. It makes all the sense to say that about him.
And it was interesting, in the movie, it was like Ralph was the one talking the most shit, like, about how much I'm doing and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So it was almost like it was a just dessert, man, like, how life is like that. Like, don't shit on people like that.
Ralph Tresvant was Shawn Michaels.
Ralph
Tresvant was walking around like Shawn Michaels.
And Triple H sitting there just in the background waiting for his time.
Bobby Brown was Triple H.
Who was BBD then?
Like, were they Billy Gunn and X-Pac and
Road Dogg. The Road Dogg, the New Age Outlaws. Because nobody expected them to be that good.
Hold on.
Are we comparing New Edition to Generation?
I think it's fair. There's not really
Generation X is baby.
There's not really a Johnny Gill in DX, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, I guess China.
Yeah, that's fine. Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not enough spaces, Johnny. We sorry. Like, yeah, it's only six spots.
China had a nice little run after DX.
But I mean, before we get out of here, let's rank the albums.
For what?
Side projects.
Oh man, shit. I'm gonna have to like pull up lists so I can see them all.
Or just say the artist. You ain't gotta say the album.
Oh, okay. For me?
Yeah.
What are we basing it on? Like,
just your best quality album.
Ooh, Bobby Brown. Yeah. Bobby Brown is one of the best artists of the last 25 years.
People sleep. Dude.
I've always liked Bobby Brown. Yeah, even before it became, I guess, what is it, fashionable to like New Edition again now? I always loved him.
I wanted to see Bobby Brown at a concert solo.
Bobby Brown, yeah. Bobby Brown, I'm going to say Bobby, Ralph.
You think Ralph's album is the second best album?
I'm not saying, you said we weren't doing albums, you were talking about artists.
No, I'm talking about albums.
Oh man, shit, I guess.
But don't say me like that album, like, was the dope. Like, or like, because like mine is Don't Be Cruel, Bobby Brown is number one. Like, I don't think it's anything that's messing with that. Then I think it's BBD's Poison album. Then Johnny Gill's self-titled album. And then Ralph Tresvant's self-titled album.
And that's fair. I mean, I would even take another one of Bobby's albums, though.
And put it above... Would you put the Bobby album above Ralph Tresvant's album?
Oh, wait a minute. I need to look at Apple Music real quick.
The Bobby album's got Humping Around on there. Something in Common. It's got a... That's the Way Love Goes. Get Away is on there.
That's the second album?
That's the second album.
That's the second best album that anybody from New Edition ever made.
No, you got to look at BBD's album.
I know that album very well. I just didn't.
But that Bobby album may be better than that Ralph Tresvant album. But that Johnny Gill album is crazy too, though.
Johnny Gill did a lot of Johnny Gill and Ralph Tresvant did a lot of good work on soundtracks during that time too.
They did too.
It's hard to say. It's hard for me just to say.
But Johnny was smart. His soundtrack songs ended up being on his album though.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Tresvant didn't know, like that Yo Baby Yo that was on the House Party soundtrack. It wasn't on any of his albums.
Ralph Tresvant. But if you talk about singles, though, Ralph Tresvant had two of the best singles that ever came out of New Edition.
You think, what, Sensitivity and what?
Do What I Gotta Do. Do What I Gotta Do. Oh, three of them. Oh, my God. I don't know, man. Sensitivity, obviously.
Yeah.
Sensitivity, Do What I Gotta Do, and...
Stone Cold Gentleman?
And Best Things in Life for Free. No, that was... What did he do on that? What did he do?
He was just rapping on there. With the
No, but he did another song though. On the Mo Money soundtrack.
Yeah, but that wasn't a single though.
But it was that came out.
The Ralph Tresvant
that charted.
Yeah, you know
that
what?
Charted.
You're right.
That charted.
No, you're right. It's hold on. Let me pull up that Mo Money real quick. Let's see, hold on. I know what you're talking about though too. I just thought about it. That was a hit though too. Hold on, let's see. Well, Mo Money is a movie that definitely did not, for the record, did not age well. Just offhand, that's an offhand comment.
Yeah, no.
Hold on. Soundtrack. Hold on. So the Ralph Tresvant soundtrack.
Don't Be Cruel is one of the best albums of.
Yeah, ever.
Like, that's up there. Like, that and 12 Play, when you talk about albums that just have, like, single. Oh yeah. Bobby
Can't Buy You Love.
Money Can't Buy. Yeah, that's.
You think that's one of the best?
Oh yeah, I love this.
So you talking about taking out Humping Around from Bobby?
Well, I'm just talking about the quality of the work that Ralph put out. That's why I'm saying doing it just by album isn't fair because I mean that was the soundtrack era. A lot of people would.
Johnny had some of the best. I think Johnny has the best balance of all of them.
Yeah,
because you had like. I mean, you
know, I'm gonna say this. Bobby Brown had the two best albums.
Because you looking at the Bobby, what's on that Bobby album?
Man, I mean, Pumping Around, Two Can Play That Game, Get Away, Good Enough. Come on, man. Yeah, Bobby had this is better than BBD's album.
You think so? Than the first BBD album?
Yeah.
Wow, man. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
And the thing is, though, people didn't think that album was that good, though. Too. That was like he because I guess you go from 9 million to 2 million. And they say it's a disappointment. I mean, shit.
So that having your peak album, following your peak album, always puts it in comparison to that. But if he would have dropped that album and never dropped, if he would have done them in reverse, the other one would have looked better.
Oh, Bobby would have looked better. You saying if it was a reverse way?
Yeah. So that's why follow up albums always are tough when you drop a classic album like that.
And he took a long time in between them too.
Yeah.
He took a long time.
Yeah. Cause.
All right. Let's get it wrapping on up, Matt. Let everybody know where to get you up at.
You can find me on Twitter at Cheap Seat Fan. You can.
How's the check mark going? People ask how's the check mark.
I still haven't gotten a check from that check mark yet. It's there though, and it's a conversation piece. So I'll take that at least.
Have you had a conversation piece with someone about the check?
Other people with check marks. Yeah.
Oh, so you've had other check marks?
Well, I work with two guys every day that have
check
marks. So, I mean, we
I'm talking about random. I was thinking, is there a random check mark?
There are people that I know. Like a community?
Yeah, like a check mark.
Like, do we get together for, like, meetings? Yeah. Like, there's no.
Like, there's Twitter.
At least I haven't been invited to those yet.
You're not high enough on the checks yet.
No. I think now I'm supposed to, like, looking at getting it for, like, Instagram or Facebook or something, too. And I'm not doing that.
Because that's just
I don't use Instagram. Like, I look at it every day, but I barely use it. I'm like a voyeur. It's terrible. I'm like one of the worst people when it comes to that thing. Yeah. But no, I'm there, man. So, you find me here. Find me around.
All right. Make sure you email us, straightolc@gmail.com. We appreciate everybody listening. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
idea. Hold on.